Hot 91 Nugget and Al, well, last night it was the very last room reveal on the block.
The outside room,
It was the backyard and the pool. And look, our Queensland couple didn't win, but they did. I'll tell you more next.
It sounds like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I'm very confused.
Jimmy and Tam, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you guys?
We're great. How are you guys?
We're very well.
Well, I'm just confused, guys. Could you please explain won, but they didn't.
Well, they didn't win the backyard and pool section, but overall, Jimmy and Tam were the highest combined score for the season.
Done. Good work, guys.
Are you
amazed by that? Like, when you went into this at the start, you sort of go, okay, we'll see how this goes. But to come out on top overall prior to the auction, that's a big deal, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, mate. Like, we went onto the block just hoping to be that middle couple, you know, not the ones that were smashing it every week, but just not the ones that were not finishing rooms every week. So to come away with the overall points win is mind-blowing.
Is your other goal to not be the couple they edit to look like jerks as well? Is that your other goal?
That was definitely a goal as well, definitely.
You want to become the villains of the block.
Well, there were no jerks on this one. Everyone was nice. Everyone got on well. That was the kind of the message at the end, wasn't it? That all the couples seemed to get on really good.
Yeah, definitely. This group of people are incredible and we're all really good friends. So that makes the experience even better.
Now, you've got the superpower, which means what?
Means we get to call auction order. So everyone's placed in the auction and we also got domain cover.
And how important is that, the domain cover? Because I know they've made a really big deal of that.
Well, to be honest, we thought it was a big deal having a domain cover, but the auction order is way more important than a domain cover. I mean, you're pretty much holding everyone's fate in your hands.
Can I just say you did a great job with your backyard, Al, because Al's obsessed with the block.
I love it.
You're going to be lost next week when this thing ends.
I know.
You were showing me some pictures today. You did a beautiful job, really simple, really elegant. Given that you're Queenslanders and it would have been a way to save some bucks, did you consider just doing a slip and slide?
No.
We've got that out in the driveway out the back, mate. We just ride the
massive driveway,
Put some liquid in it and we're away.
I'm just saying, that would have saved you about 80 grand. Could have been handy down the track. Just putting it out there.
It would have been a good idea. I don't know how the judges would like it,
though. I reckon Shana would like a slip and slide.
Maybe.
She probably would. She's pretty fun.
Now, are you agonising over the order of the auction as we speak? Because that's a big responsibility.
It's actually terrifying. It's terrifying. We want everyone to do well on auction day, so we're just going to talk to our real estate agents and hopefully they can guide us in the right direction because we have no idea what we're doing.
Because what's the theory? Do you want to open the batting? Do you want to come in late?
Well, that's the thing. Is there enough money in the room if you go late?
What are they telling you?
Yeah.
Well, the going theory so far is that the house with the most interest should go first to then set the market for the rest. So, we're only in the last week of the camp. We're in the last week of the campaign of these houses. So, I mean, we don't know which house that is at this moment. I think that'll probably define who goes first. And then I think all these houses are so different that, I mean, they're all going to have their own buyers. It's a tough, very tough situation.
And given, we've heard for a long time how insane the Melbourne real estate market is, what are your agents telling you? The pictures that Albie was showing me this morning, some beautiful pictures of your home. What kind of numbers are your agents talking about?
Well, we're hoping three buyers would be amazing, just to have a bidding war. So that's the
what
goal.
Kind of price are we
Any
thinking?
Idea, yeah, what reserve price
what are the agents telling
might
you?
Be?
We don't know. We find that out next week. We have
The house is valued at about 3.2 to 3.4, so we're hoping for a $2 million reserve.
Yep. That'd be nice, $1 million over, that'd be good.
That'd be all right if you do that, I suppose.
And so exciting for you, because you guys are still renting, aren't you?
Yes, we are. So the aim of the game is to get us a house for our family, which would be incredible.
Absolutely.
And in all seriousness, would you renovate again? Not on a national TV show, but just in general.
Got the bug.
Has this shown you that it can be done, or is it ruined renovating for you?
No, we'd definitely do it again. I mean, we loved it. And, I mean, obviously, we work well as a team together. So we would definitely do it again. We've spoken about actually buying a bit of land in Gympie and building our off-the-grid barn there.
Absolutely.
Because you were at Mitre 10 in Gympie a few weeks ago, weren't you?
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
A lot of people are doing that. It'd be a good idea.
Look, as we've said all the way along, and every time we've spoken to you guys, you seem like a lovely couple, and quite incredibly, you haven't murdered each other yet, which I think you're a shining example to all married couples all over Australia. So if nothing else, well done for that, guys.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations. All the very best on Sunday night, because it's payday, basically. So we hope all the couples will get,
some cash.
A reward for all the hard work they've been doing. But congratulations on your efforts, and we look forward to a big night come Sunday night for the finale of the Block auction.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys, Jimmy and Tam, and we look forward to watching the Block Sunday night on Channel 9 at 7.